This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Final hour of power coming up here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock, getting you warmed up for Cowboys and Commanders coming up on Sunday. If you're looking for a place to watch Cowboys and Commanders on Sunday, join myself and Denton Day out at Honor Brewing in Sterling starting at 2 o'clock for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. We'll take you right up to kickoff, and then at the two-minute warning, we will join you live on YouTube all the way through halftime for the Burgundy and Gold halftime show, and then join us at the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter. We'll take you all the way to the final whistle, about 40 minutes after the final whistle, with the Burgundy and Gold postgame show. That is available live on YouTube. 301-230-0980 is the number. A lot more to get to before we get out of here. We got to make our game picks for the week. And if you were listening yesterday at the tail end of the show, you understand who is up 1-0 right now when it comes to our new standings. Myself, DOC, Anthony Haney.
You're so I was quick the only to throw one. That out,
now,
bro.
You, hold on now. You
basically was so quick to throw that out.
Should I not have been? Hey, am look, I up 1-0 or
give,
not?
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Am I up 1-0 or not?
You are still behind Doc and I in the standings. That's all I'm saying.
But am I up 1-0 for this week? You so worried about the past. I'm worried about the now. I'm worried about the right here. I'm worried about what's up now, brother. 301-230-0980. You're trying to distract me. We have an hour left in the show. All I ask you to do is behave. The final hour of the show is too much for you. What are we getting to here? I want to get to the Super Six Pack, but we have to get to some other housekeeping notes first. First of all, big shout out to our guy Marcus Mosher of the Locked On Cowboys podcast for joining us, taking us behind enemy lines, giving us the latest on Washington's opponent coming up on Sunday. One thing that Marcus said during our conversation that I do want to circle back on before we get out of here is the advantage that Washington could potentially have on the interior of this defensive line. Carolina last week, when they beat the Dallas Cowboys, the area they were really able to take advantage of was up front, whipping the Cowboys at the point of attack. Javon Kinlaw, Deron Payne, Eddie Goldman, Jazon Newton. Did you hear that? You could have a massive opportunity coming up Sunday in Big D. Right now, though, when we get to our Monday morning headline, what are the papers going to read on Monday morning after the Commanders and Cowboys lock horns on Sunday in Dallas? My Monday morning headline is this. Commanders light up the scoreboard and punch back versus Dallas. I think Washington wins this football game. And I'll tell you why I think they win this football game a little bit later on in the hour. But I'll start with this. The desperation that Washington should have heading into this weekend should be at an all-time high. And I say this all the time in the world of pro sports. You cannot fake desperation. Unfortunately, we were on the other side of the desperate team a couple of weeks ago when we traveled to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. They were a desperate football team, losing 30-0 the week before, firing coaches. Their backs were against the wall. And I believe if you are Washington this weekend, you must be desperate. Because I've said it all week long, I'll reiterate it here again. When you fall under 500, when you fall under 500 in the month of October, it begins to get late early. Point blank, it begins to get late early. And right now, if you lose to the Dallas Cowboys, we talked about it yesterday, you fall to 1-4 in the NFC. Even if you win Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, I think your best chance right now of making the postseason is winning the NFC East. I think the best shot that Washington has to make the postseason right now is by winning the NFC East. If you lose Sunday in Dallas, that's probably the only way you're going to be able to make the playoffs. That is by winning the NFC East. Now, for Washington, lucky for us, haven't had a repeat division winner in this division since the early 2000s. So history is on your side if you were the Washington Commanders, but my thing is this. Go out and create your own luck. Go handle your business this weekend in Dallas. Beat the Cowboys. And then hopefully shock the world on Monday Night Football next week against the Kansas City Chiefs. I want you to line up on the phones with that, though, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your Monday morning headline. What will the papers read on Monday morning after Dallas and Washington lock horns on Sunday afternoon? Alex wants to chime in. What's up, Alex?
Hey, I'm out.
What's going on, brother?
The paper will say that we're probably going to lose that game. I hate to say it, but we're going to lose that game because we really don't have anybody unless McLaurin gets back. Even if he gets back, we're not sure he's going to be 100%. So, again, Jaden Daniels is going to have to do it by himself, and he can't do it. He's got a bumped knee. So the headline is going to say, defensive coach coordinator is his name. They need to do something about him. They need DQ to take over and take care of the defense. Don't be like Ron Rivera, like he used to do here, and this is what was his job because he wasn't doing anything. DQ needs to do more than just anywhere, any place, and this brotherhood, this and that. No. It's time for him to start taking over because this defense is garbage. And I don't want to be embarrassed in national TV again. That's it.
Hey, I appreciate the call as always, Alex. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm just not there yet. And I hate that Alex brought this up, and I hate that I got to repeat myself. What do you all think would happen if we fired Joe Witt? What would happen to the defense? You think it would just magically become a top five, top 10 unit? Their problems defensively are a personnel issue, not a scheme issue. How many times do we have to reiterate this? Anybody that watches this thing and knows anything about football could clearly tell you that the issues that the Commanders are having defensively are a personnel issue, not a scheme issue. All of the missed tackles that we've seen on this defense, that's a Joe Witt problem? It's not. Joe Witt doesn't make tackles. Joe Witt sits in the booth. Joe Witt watches the tablet. Joe Witt makes the calls. Point blank. Stop calling into this radio show calling for the head of the coordinator. You make yourself sound like a low IQ fan. You can't do that anymore. It's embarrassing. This isn't a low IQ show. It's not. So I don't want low IQ callers. I'm going to tell her how a T.I. is. AP is in Greenmelt. A high IQ caller. What's up, AP? You better not fire this coordinator either.
Nah. Look, I probably might get banned. Yeah, look, first.
What's going on?
Hey, look, y'all don't hear my son with his cocoa melon in the background, right? I just want to make sure that's not.
No, that's not. No, it's not. And the cocoa melon is more welcome than these terrible Joe Witt takes to me.
Look, no, it ain't. Look,
yes, it is.
I'm getting sick and tired of cocoa melon just as much as I'm getting sick and tired of Bargain Basement Bruce, a.k.a. Let Him Cook Adam Peters.
Wow.
Like, what is going on? Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm tired of these Dollar Tree transactions he's making. Like, this is, like you said, it's a personnel issue, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it on offense. We're seeing it on defense. Fix it, Adam Peters, because that's the problem. So the headline, in my opinion, is going to be bargain basement transactions prove yet again for piss poor play on the field. Mm. That's my headline, because we're going to lose on Monday or
Lord.
Sunday, whatever.
So you think we're going to lose? You think we're going to lose? Anthony Haney thinks we're going to lose. The majority of the fan base thinks we're going to lose. God forbid we win.
No, we cook because of Adam Peters, man. Like, I was seeing it before anybody started to get hurt. Like, Noah Brown, like, I know De'Ami Brown and Alamide is not world breakers, but or world beaters, but at the same time, they were good here, and it worked. Now, add to that, don't subtract.
Right.
And then replace them with people that can't stretch the field in Chris Moore. Like, he got cinder blocks for cleats, and he got hands of stone. So, look, man, I called it, and I'm still going to stand on business. We are mid at the skill position area, and we're going to continue to be that way until this offseason, and hopefully we can draft better.
Hopefully. That's the one thing we brought him here to do, and his draft picks have been not as impactful as they maybe should have been. AP, appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980, your Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read Monday morning after Washington and Dallas face off in a game that I'm calling a must-win for the Burgundy and Gold? You do not win Sunday in Dallas. How can we take you serious as a legitimate contender in the NFC? Big Dog, out in the trenches. What's going on, Big
Bruh.
Dog? I didn't even do my real. Come on, man.
Stop doing that,
what up,
bro.
Big Dog?
Hey, listen, man.
I know there's some bros out there searching for me.
On the papers, it's going to say, we still don't know who you are, but on to the next
one. Huh. So does that mean a win or a loss? That's a good headline. That's a win or a loss.
Either way.
We still don't know who you are.
Win,
okay.
What fashion, how will we win? Will the defense make some plays? Will Jay and throw for 350? Crosby, Bill go off? You know what I'm saying? The identity is still not there for the team. You know what I mean? And right. What we can lean on and what we can do every single game that we know going to be there. So until we get to that point where we can say, hey, this is what we lean on and do it until they can stop us, it's going to say, who are they still?
Yeah.
On to the next one. Because we can win a couple of these games. It's any given Sunday.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, how will we win these games? Just like we lost to the Bears with these unexpected turnovers from Jay and throwing the interception, from the fumbles.
Yeah.
We were still 1 point in. Coming into this Sunday game or every Sunday game, you don't know what you're going to get from us.
For sure. We're Jekyll and Hyde, man. The best way that I can describe it, yeah. I said we got a personality.
That's a lot of things you've been doing, man, for this last week I've been listening to. I'm 100% with things you've been saying, man. Man, you on the same page.
For sure. I think we got a personality disorder, Big Dog. We got to figure it out, man. Hopefully we get the remedy coming up this weekend in Dallas, man. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout and we come back. It is hot seat time. On the other side of the break, Super Six Pack, the top six commanders that will put under the microscope who must play well Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys. That's next. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know, every time it feels like we're getting an added level of legitimacy to this show, we come back with songs like this.
You like this song. Like, I know they was playing this song in the halls of Magruder High School. I know they were.
I'll let you have it. I'm going to let you have it. Little do you know, the city of Gaithersburg is the most diverse city in America.
I know.
So we was getting this. We was getting doom, do, 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 do. And you know who that belonged to. 301-230-0980 is the number. Here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Rick Doc Walker going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes as we make our game picks for the week, and then we'll get an official prediction for you before we get out of here. But right now, though, I'm going to do something we do each and every Friday here on the show or the day before a game here on the show. It is time for our Super Six Pack, the top six commanders that we're putting under the microscope. Let's get into it.
You want music?
No, Super Six Pack. Did I want
you want music, bro?
Is that okay with you?
Like, can I play Paramore?
Go ahead. Go ahead and play more Paramore. That's ridiculous. No, Super Six Pack. Top six commanders. Now Ant Super Six Pack. We got to change the imaging on this because it is not a one man list here. There we go. Now it feels real. Number one in Nell Super Six Pack, our top six commanders that we're putting under the microscope. Number one is Mikey Samuels still for me. We'll alternate between each pick, but Mikey Samuels still is the guy for me. He is going to have a super-duper tall matchup coming up on Sunday, going up against CeeDee Lamb in the slot. CeeDee Lamb plays as much in the slot as he does on the perimeter, and as you all know, we've documented it on this show several times throughout the year. Mikey Samuels still is having a rough start to his second year as a pro. And I anticipated this, right? It's almost like it's his rookie year all over again. Last year you drafted him with the idea of him being your starting nickel corner. Because of attrition, poor play, he ultimately had to bump out to the outside, and he played there for the majority of his rookie campaign. This year they bumped him back into the slot, and he's now having to relearn that position, and it hasn't been good. Hadn't been good to start here for him. Mikey Samuels still, amongst the Commanders' defensive backs, the most targeted defensive back and the defensive back that's given up the most yards throughout the course of the season. So Mikey Samuels still, you're going to have your hands full coming up Sunday with the return of CeeDee Lamb. We talked about it earlier in the show. How can they help Mikey Samuels still get after Dak Prescott? How do you get after Dak Prescott is the big question, though. I think it's by way of the blitz. Whatever you do on Sunday, you got to find a way to bother Dak Prescott by hook or by crook through hell or high water. Get Dak Prescott off of his spot. Anthony, you mentioned this as we were getting ready for the show. There's no quarterback in the NFL that is playing in rhythm, playing on time more than Dak Prescott, when he gets to the top of his drop, the ball comes out.
It does indeed, man. So Mikey's going to have himself a day.
Mikey's got to have himself a day. I don't think it's a good day for Mikey Samuels still, but I think he will have a day. Jonathan Jones, by the way, officially listed as questionable, would be some pretty good insurance if they feel like Mikey Samuels still is not up for the challenge. Number two, and who you got?
Number two, my boy, I'm going with Sam Cosby. Last week we heard him talk about if he didn't play against the Bears, he would definitely, you know, be most likely ready to play against the Cowboys. And he practiced in full all week. He's labeled as questionable right now. But him getting back into the swing of things, I'm definitely going to be spotlighting him on Sunday just because he has a tough matchup. He's going up against Oza Odigizua, Kenny Clark. You also got Solomon Thomas. So it's not like he has a tune-up game. Like, he's actually been thrown right into the fire. So he will be under the microscope for me.
I agree. It's not going to be easy, as you mentioned. Returning and playing football for the first time with live game reps since January, and you're going up against that duo on the interior, Oso Odigizuwa, Kenny Clark. I will say this from our conversation with Marcus Mosher. Marcus Mosher said the Cowboys defender that was the worst this past weekend against the Panthers was Kenny Clark. So we'll see if Washington can keep that Dallas offense on the sideline and keep that Dallas defense on the field and hopefully tire them out. Number three in the Super Six Pack, the top six commanders that have to play well that will be under the microscope heading into this weekend. Number three for me is Jalen Lane. Dan Quinn earlier this afternoon spoke about Jalen Lane and what he brings to this offense and what he's been able to do this year. I think last week, we've talked about it all week, he outsnapped Luke McCaffrey for the first time this year. And hopefully that is something that continues moving forward, but I know how I feel about it. I need more Jalen Lane. I need more Luke McCaffrey. And I need less of Chris Moore. Here's the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn, on Jalen Lane and what he's brought to the team this year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And coming in, we knew from the return side, that was clear, you know, from the clips from Middle Tennessee and at Tech, where I think I've seen the most growth from him is in the route running and the techniques there. And so you've seen him apply the actual, you know, whether it be drill work or the coaching techniques into it. We had a play yesterday, even in a 2 minute at the, we're simulating an end of the game play. And so the details that went into that, the route, the catch, getting it clocked to go, he's really thriving in it. And it's nice to see, like, there's a lot, you know, of space for him to grow. But we're really pleased with where he's at.
A lot of room for him to grow. I think he needs more opportunities if that growth is going to continue. You saw him come up with a big catch on Monday night. The opportunities, they'll have to follow. Number four in the Super Six Pack, our top six commanders under the microscope. As we get geared up for Sunday's big game in Dallas, who do you got in?
Number four, with Terry being out again, Debo being questionable, no on IR, I think we got to go with Jaden Daniels' security blanket, Zach Ertz. Last week, he had a good week, 6 catches, 43 yards, and a TD. I thought he had a slow start to the season, not really as involved in, you know, the offense. So I think with all of our guys out, you know, and him being a veteran out there and, you know, one of Jaden Daniels' favorite target, I think it's going to be important for him, especially on third downs where, you know, we need to, you know, be moving the chain and trying to, you know, extend and sustain drives. So I think Zach Ertz, number four for me.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. Zach Ertz landed on the injury report this week and a little bit surprised with his designation. He's officially listed as questionable, but it's questionable with a shoulder, which he was listed with on Tuesday. But now there's a calf injury for Zach Ertz as well. If Zach Ertz can't go for whatever reason, it is Ben Sinnott season. I think Ben Sinnott deserves more snaps, period, because of the impact he's made as a blocker. The more and more we talked about roster construction earlier, specifically with wide receiver, the more and more I look at the tight end room and the way that Ben Sinnott is blocking, did it make sense to bring back John Bates? Hindsight's 20/20. Number five in the Super Six Pack, someone we were talking about earlier, Von Miller. He has got to show up. He's got to show up. He's got to show up. He's got to show up. He is second right now on the team with 3.5 sacks. But if you watch these games, you understand that his impact is not really felt on a down-in, down-out basis. And, Ant, you brought up the good point earlier. Well, he was brought in here to be a situational pass rusher. I totally understand that. I totally get that. But to me, man, in this situation, when Dorrance Armstrong is nicked up, when you're down a guy at defensive end because of Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Dietrich Wise being on the shelf, you need Von Miller to show some sort of life. His impact throughout the first 6 weeks, you can look at the sack number and gush over that all you want. He simply has not done enough. I remember how excited I was when that signing was made, getting a first ballot Hall of Famer. But he looks like a guy that's long in the tooth right now. He's not having much of an impact as a rusher, even in the situational role. And then two, he is a total liability playing the run. So, Von Miller, we need you to step up big time coming up on Sunday against Dallas. So, wrap up the Super Six Pack with who?
Wrapping up the Super Six Pack with Marshawn Lattimore. Dallas has two stud receivers. And I can't even think of their names. George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb.
It's getting late early for you, too.
We're going to have our hands full, but I think Trey Amos, definitely he's been our most consistent and best corner this year so far. I just want Marshawn Lattimore to go out there and build on the weeks that he's had the last 2 weeks, not, you know, drawing penalties and just playing, like, confident, like playing like who we've seen him be in New Orleans. So I think if he can just go out there, limit the penalties, still be aggressive, because that is what I do want to see out of Marshawn. But you got to answer the bell, dude. We mortgage a lot of capital for you. We trade it for you. And it's time for you to have that return on our investment. So, Marshawn.
I agree. That wraps up the Super Six Pack. Top six Commanders that must play well. Marshawn Lattimore, 6. Von Miller, 5. Ertz, 4. Jalen Lane, Cosme, and then Mikey Samristil started us off. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, our game picks for week number 7 in the National Football League. Someone's already up 1-0. Will the boys be able to catch up? Doc Walker joins us next. One final segment to go before we hand things over to BetMGM tonight. Get you an official prediction for Commanders and Cowboys coming up here. Appreciate all of you that called into the program here this afternoon. Big thank you to our pal Marcus Mosher. Big thank you to super producer Anthony Haney, who's actually ducked out on us real quick because he's got a flight to catch. The youngest in charge, Toby Altize, is joining the program the rest of the way. Toby, interested to hear your official prediction. Because you're over here and I want to show off my astute knowledge to you because you're one of my faves, I run through my keys to victory real quick for you before I get you the official prediction. For the offense, this is for the offense and for the defense. For the offense, touchdowns over field goals. Commanders tied for 12th in red zone touchdowns when they enter the red zone. And then field goals over touchdowns for the defense. The Commanders actually rank 11th in the NFL in forcing teams into field goal attempts once they enter the red zone. I don't think it's any surprise that this defense plays its best in the high red zone because they're old and slow and there's less ground to cover. So if you can let Dallas abuse you in between the 20s all you want, that doesn't really matter. If you're able to buckle down when they get into the red zone and force them into field goals over touchdowns, I think you will be A-OK. No turnovers for this offense, and I think if you're Jayden Daniels, I need an A-plus performance from you. I can't have a performance like Monday night, clearly. I also can't have a performance like the season opener against the Giants. I need him at his absolute best coming up on Sunday. If he's not, they probably won't have much of a shot. The final key is win the time of possession battle. Last year, the Commanders were 7th in time of possession. This year, they're 25th through 6 weeks of the season. Ball control going to be huge. I even brought up this nugget. I understand you want to run hurry up. Toby, I played for a terrible – I hope my – well, my coach shouldn't be listening right now. He should be in the middle of a football game right now because it is Friday night here in the DMV. I played on a terrible high school football team, and my uncle told me, you know what, Linnell? If I was y'all so damn bad on defense, y'all should try to shorten the game. Why don't y'all just wait until 2 seconds on the play clock and snap it? That's what Washington should do on Sunday. They should. You can go hurry up all you want. Identify your defense. Send people in motion. I'm not snapping it till it's 2 or 3 seconds up on the play clock. Do whatever you can to win the time of possession and to keep that high-octane Cowboys offense on to the sideline. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, this one could be interesting because everyone seems to, when everyone is pointing at one thing, it doesn't always go that way, right? So everyone's right. thinking this is going to be a shootout. Defenses aren't going to be able to stop anybody. Would it surprise you at all if somehow, because of the way the sun shines into Jerry World at the the late part of the game or something, they're just not able to get going? Yeah, it's so stupid. A dome that has a natural I don't get it. But regardless, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one to see. And we were talking about this in a break in the bullpen a little bit earlier with the defense. I'd just be blitzing and see what happens.
Blitz, Bama, blitz!
Just see what happens. Like, I'm just bringing the house,
yeah.
And if they beat me, they beat me. I know I don't have people to hold up if I only bring four, so I might as well just bring the extra guys that can't cover anyways.
Honestly, I'll ask you the question that I asked you over across the hall earlier. We were chewing on this earlier in the program. Deebo Samuel listed as questionable. Dorrance listed as questionable. DA's been a DNP all week. Who's the bigger loss for DC if they can't go on Sunday?
Deebo, and it's just because of the fact that they just don't have other weapons on offense that are dynamic. And I think they have guys that could be there. Like, is this a chance if Deebo doesn't play that Jalen Lane gets a big-time opportunity and catches four balls and goes for 80 yards and makes a couple guys miss, and we're talking about him on Monday? Is this an opportunity for Luke McCaffrey to even expand his role a little bit more? Maybe, but those are big ifs. Not to say that there are tons of guys behind Dorrance Armstrong that you feel good about.
Now, that's my whole thing.
But there are other guys that, like, I've seen at least do it in the league before. Like, Von Miller is on the last leg of his career, but I've seen him do it before. Could someone else maybe step up in that sort of role? Maybe. But Deebo, if you don't have that, Zach Ertz plays in a bigger role, and he's supposed to be the security blanket. He's not supposed to be the featured guy.
And he's got a calf, so we'll see how ready and available he is.
Exactly.
And that's something that popped up today. He hadn't been listed with a calf at all week long. It had just been the shoulder. I get where you're coming from. I just think I like the depth pieces at receiver more than I like at D end, is how I would put that. Because I do believe, can't believe I'm saying this, I do believe in Luke McCaffrey. I really believe in Jalen Lane. He's got the best physical tools in terms of the ability to get up the sideline, the ability to stretch defenses vertically. The double move last week was sick. He needs more of those opportunities. I think the big key that we're not talking about, maybe Washington doesn't throw it around the yard a bunch. Maybe they just line up and punch Dallas in the face. I think that's probably the way you should go. Milk some clock, control time of possession. Last weekend, Carolina had their way on the ground against the Dallas Cowboys, and their run defense all year long has just simply not been very good. We'll see if Washington is able to exploit that weakness. Here's the reason why I worry. If you go back to last year in that game against Dallas, both of the games, Osa Odighizuwa dominated on the interior. Whipped Biotish's ass, whipped Cosme's ass, whipped Allegarty's ass. In that first meeting, if Jayden Daniels didn't hit the deep shot to Terry, he was under 100 yards passing. So I have my real doubts and concerns about this offense's ability to just go into Dallas and put up points. I don't care what the stats say. It's the NFC East game. Divisional tilts are always difficult. Just ask the Steelers and the Bengals last night. By the way, I think that result was just a byproduct of Thursday Night Football, Thursday Night Footballing. We've seen that in the past 2 weeks. Real quick, 1 minute left to go. My official prediction, I have no business picking the Commanders based off of what they showed you on Monday night. But the one thing I can say about this group, whenever they've gotten punched in their mouth this year, they have responded with a swing back. I think they respond in Dallas this weekend. Give me Washington 45-42. I think it is that type of shootout. I think it's that type of game.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's going to be no defense.
I'm going to zag because everyone's thinking it's going to be so high scoring. I think there's still going to be points scored. Give me 27-24, Washington.
That's going to do it, though, here for this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. If you're looking for a place to watch the game, join myself and Denton Day out at Honor Brewing in Sterling for Burgundy and Gold Game Day. See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.